Ramadan. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله صلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of our series, The Virtues of Ramadan. Let's start our episode by listening to a virtue of reciting Salat al-Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when my name is mentioned before someone and he does not send salat upon me, he has left the path to paradise. Tubu ilallah, astaghfirullah, sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, before listening to this episode, let's make some good intentions. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali. That is, the intention of a believer is better than his action. Therefore, before listening to this episode, let's make some good intention. You can make the intention that you will listen to this episode till the very end to gain the pleasure of Allah azza wa jal. Whenever you hear sallu alal habib, you will recite salat ala nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Whatever you learn from this episode, you will spread out the knowledge with your friends and family. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The year of 1979, in Noor Masjid, Kagzi Bazar, Karachi, for the very first time, a 29-year-old young imam took part in the i'tikaf of the last 10 days of Ramadan. Other than the imam, there was no other mu'takif, that is, participant of i'tikaf. During the evenings, friends would come, so it would be lively. As usually in the early mornings, the imam would be alone in the masjid. As the Maimon community was a charitable one, hence, due to the announcement on the masajid speakers, the call beggars, and the organizations that would collect funds for Islamic institutions would cause a hindrance to the rest of the imam. Due to the continuous disruptions, the imam had become unwell with fever. And as a result of this, he would have broken his i'tikaf and gone home. But by the mercy of Allah Almighty, Maulana Qari Muslihuddin rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi arrived, and the imam was reassured and therefore completed the whole 10-day i'tikaf. The love of the month of Ramadan was already imprinted in the heart of the young man. He gained further blessings, and the following year, the young imam had made an intention of i'tikaf not only for himself, but also to persuade others to join. Through the efforts of the young imam, two devotees of the Holy Prophet were ready to partake in the i'tikaf. The imam enjoyed the i'tikaf and would make efforts in persuading others to join. As it is said, Allah Almighty does not waste the effort of a person. And in the year 1981, in the masjid, there were 28 young men that were present in the i'tikaf. News soon spread of the imam's efforts that 28 young men are taking part in the 10-day i'tikaf, as before this, only one or two elderly people would take part in i'tikaf, and in some places, even the elderly had to be persuaded to sit in i'tikaf. Various households would send the suhoor and iftar. In these circumstances, for 28 young men to gather in one masjid and complete i'tikaf was astonishing. The Honorable Imam was extremely pleasant, modest, sincere, worshipping, possessing immense passion for giving sacrifices for Islam, and a pious bondsman of Allah Azza wa Jal. Through his constant conveying of call towards righteousness, the blessings of i'tikaf spread across the whole world. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, do you know who this pious devotee of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam is? It was the one committed to the Sharia and Tariqah, who possesses fine manners and a good nature. Amir Ahl-e-Sunnat, founder of the global movement of Dawat-e-Islami, Allama Maulana Ilyas Attar Qadri Rizavi, Ziya-e Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliyah. May the blessings of Allah Almighty be upon him, and may Allah Almighty forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi Nabi Al-Ameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. Maslak ka tu imam hai, Ilyas Qadri. Tadbeer teri taam hai, Ilyas Qadri. Tanha chala tu, saath tere ho gaya jahan. Meetha tera kalam hai, Ilyas Qadri. Sunnat ki khushbuon se, zamana mahak utha. Sunnat ki khushbuon se, zamana mahak utha. Faizan tera aam hai, Ilyas Qadri. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, may we be sacrificed upon the month of Ramadan. I'tikaf is only one form of worship in the month of Ramadan, since Ramadan is a mine of worship, blessings and prosperity. It is the mercy of Allah Almighty upon the Ummah of the Blessed Prophet Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, that he azza wa jal has blessed us with this great guest in the form of Ramadan. To understand the value of Ramadan, this saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is sufficient. If people knew what Ramadan is, then my ummah would wish for it to be Ramadan the whole year. Allahu Akbar kabira. Subhanallah azza wa jal. O devotees of Ramadan, what can be said about the blessings of the month of Ramadan? Every moment within it is full of blessings. Every good deed is multiplied 70 times or more during this blessed month. The reward of optional worship, that is nafil, is equivalent to that of obligatory worship. And the reward of obligatory worship is multiplied 70 times. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. The angels who hold the harsh reply with Ameen to the supplications of those who fast. And according to the saying of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, the fish supplicate for the forgiveness of the one fasting in Ramadan until the time of iftar. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, the blessed month of Ramadan is going on. And today is the birthday of Amir al-Sunnat Dawat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah. So my topic today is Amir al-Sunnat and the month of Ramadan. Inshallah, we'll be connecting both the topics and we'll be completing this episode. O devotees of the month of Ramadan, in the past ummahs, i'tikaf was also a form of worship, as Allah Almighty said, translation of Quran, Kanzul Iman, and we emphasize to Ibrahim and Ismail that they must purify my house well for those who perform tawaf and those who perform i'tikaf, and those who bow down and prostrate. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, whoever has done i'tikaf of 10 days during the month of Ramadan, it is as though he has done two hajj and two umrahs. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, if it's possible for you, do i'tikaf for the whole month of Ramadan. If not, at least in the last 10 days of Ramadan. O devotees of Ramadan, after the i'tikaf of Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah in 1401 Hijri, the Madani movement of the devotees of the Prophet Dawat-e-Islami started. There is such a sight of mercy of Allah Almighty and His final messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam upon Dawat-e-Islami and Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah that it has been more than 40 years since this Madani movement was founded. And alhamdulillah azza wa jal, it has never stepped back in religious activities. Rather, it has kept progressing forward. Therefore, the collective i'tikaf of the last 10 days of Ramadan took place in the first Madani Markaz of Dawat-e-Islami, Jami Masjid Gulzar-e-Habib Karachi, in which around 60 devotees of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam participated. O devotees of Ramadan, you would be pleased to know that around 40 years ago, 28 devotees of the Prophet sat in the collective i'tikaf in only one masjid. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, I'm talking about 2019, before COVID. Only in Pakistan, i'tikaf of the last 10 days of Ramadan and the whole month of Ramadan was held at around 5,650 places only in Pakistan. under the supervision of Dawat Islami. Dear viewers, 5,650 places, subhanAllah Azza wa Jal. And in these places, around 142,974 devotees of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam participated. Those fortunate Islamic brothers who traveled in Madani Qaflas and took part in different courses straight after the i'tikaf are in addition to this. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers, it started from one masjid and in 2019, it went to 5,650 masajid. And in that, around 142,974 devotees of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam participated. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, there is this Urdu proverb, only a jeweler knows the value of diamond. If an immature child or a person unacquainted with diamonds or jewels gets hold of a diamond, he may please himself considering it to be a beautiful gem, but he does not know how precious that small piece of diamond is. Similarly, naive people like us are acquainted with the blessings of Ramadan in the true sense. If we knew the great blessings of this month and what it contains full of mercies, blessings and forgiveness, then we will look after it by immensely valuing its days and nights, becoming extremely joyous and performing voluntary prayers in addition to the obligatory prayers, reciting the Holy Quran and performing i'tikaf. Alas, even during Ramadan and Mubarak, our state remains just like our state in the ordinary days. Neither do we possess the passion to worship, nor the enthusiasm to recite the Holy Quran. Neither do we have the zeal to increase our pious deeds, nor are we passionate to acquire forgiveness. Heedless people like us spend the month of Ramadan in utter negligence. However, the pious servants of Allah Almighty spend their entire lives in the remembrance of Allah Almighty and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. During the month of Ramadan, they increase their worships by the blessings and mercy of Allah Almighty. Amir Ahle Sunnat is amongst those chosen servants. Although every moment of Amir Ahle Sunnat's life is spent in the acts of obedience of Allah Almighty, but what can be said about his passion for worship during the holy month of Ramadan? Despite being around 70 years old, he, Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah, offers the 20 rakat of Taraweeh every day while standing in the holy month of Ramadan. Since the past 2 years, he's been offering Salah while sitting down after consulting Mufti Sahab and the doctor. Despite his old age and weakness, not only the Taraweeh Salah, but he is also steadfast in offering Ishraq, Chasht, Awabin, etc. And with the passion of spreading religious knowledge and spreading call towards righteousness, he conducts Madani Muzakara, comprising of important worldly and religious topics, in which he mentions the Shari'i rulings pertaining to Salah, Wudu, Ghusl, Fast, Zakah, ritual sacrifice, social, trade, domestic, and other matters. During Ramadan, two Madani Muzakaras take place, one after Asr Salah and one after the Taraweeh prayers. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, sitting in the company of the chosen people of Allah Almighty, listening to their lectures and acting upon them is a great blessing. Fortunate are those devotees of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam who attend the Madani Muzakaras and attain knowledge of the religion by listening attentively. What can be said about the blessings of attending Madani Muzakaras and how the Madani Muzakaras have changed the lives of many in relation to this? Let's listen to a Madani parable. An Islamic sister of Pakistan wrote a letter to Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah in which she wrote, at first she was steadfast upon heresy so much that no one could change her mind. She was strictly against spiritual guides and their followers. She had many questions and objections in her mind. Whilst watching Amir Ahle Sunnat's Madani Muzakaras and speeches, she would find the answers to many of her questions and objections. It was as though Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah knew all of her questions. She said, all the questions that would develop in her mind, in a few days Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhu Al-Aliyah would answer those questions on Madani channel. Through this, the outcome was that watching Madani channel became a habit, and slowly through this, she joined the Madani movement of Dawat-e-Islami. Through the blessings of Madani Muzakras, she started to wear the Islamic veil, that is the Madani Burqa, and started to take part in the Islamic works of Dawat-e-Islami. Through the blessings and mercy of Allah Almighty, she had the honor of becoming the teacher of Fazana Shariat course and the Nigran of the division Mushawarat in the area. What she had received and achieved from the religious movement of Dawat-e-Islami cannot be put into words, as she gives her account of beholding the final Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam in her dreams 9 times, and on 2 of those occasions the wali of our time, Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah, was also present in the court of the Holy Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam, and he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam appeared to be very happy with Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, after witnessing this incident, her belief became stronger that the true path of Ahle Sunnat and the path of Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh was indeed the correct path. May the mercy of Allah Almighty be upon Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah, and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Rameen Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wa Alihi Wasallam. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. حكيم الأمة مفتي أحمد يار خان رحمة الله تعالى عليه states, Ramadan is derived from Ramadan, meaning hot weather or heat. The way a furnace cleanses rusted iron turns clean iron into a precious tool and enables gold to adorn the beloved. Similarly, a fast has sinners forgiven. It elevates the ranks of a pious person and increases the saint's proximity to Allah Almighty. That is why it is called Ramadan. Similarly, it comes with the mercy, love, guarantee, refuge, and light of Allah Almighty. That is why it is called Ramadan. Keep in mind that Ramadan brings these very 5 blessings and also 5 forms of worship too. Number 1, fasting. Number 2, Taraweeh. Number 3, I'tikaf. Number 4, worshipping in Shab-e-Qadr. And number 5, the recitation of the Holy Quran. The Quran was revealed in this month and its name has been mentioned in the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The true devotee of Ramadan, Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah, says, in my life there are 3 occasions of utmost happiness. Number 1, the initial 12 days of Rabiul Awwal, especially the 12th day of this month. Number 2, presenting myself in Medina. And number 3, the arriving of Ramadan al-Mubarak. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, how fortunate the Muslims are who show supreme respect to the guest of Allah Almighty, that is Ramadan. The arrival of this blessed month changes the whole atmosphere. Masajid are filled with those offering salah. The devotees of Ramadan make special arrangements. Suhoor and iftar have a delightful atmosphere that can't be put into words. It is as though the whole design of the world changes. Every child is happy and rejoices upon the arrival of this blessed month. And why should they not be, as Allah Almighty showers His people with such mercy and blessings that every day thousands of sinners are freed from the fire of hell. If only, like the devotee of Ramadan, Amir Ahle Sunnat, we also become truly passionate towards the month of Ramadan by receiving this guest of Allah Almighty in a special way and doing good deeds. May the month of Ramadan be a means of our forgiveness without accountability. The devotee of Ramadan, Amir Ahle Sunnat, says in the court of Allah Almighty, Main rahmat maghfirat dozakh se azadi ka sa'il hoon, mahe Ramazan ke sadqe mein farma de karam maula. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, the founder of Dawat-e-Islami, Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah, is amongst those pious bondsmen of Allah Almighty who has not only taught the reverence of Ramadan to hundreds of thousands of Muslims, rather, he has created the love of the sacred months in the hearts in the true sense. He, Damat Barakatuhum Aliyah, states, I have immense love for the month of Ramadan. Because it is such a month of Allah Almighty, whose every moment is filled with mercy. Sinners are forgiven in it. I await this month all year long. He says, when I come across someone's name as Ramadan, it really pleases me. When the month of Rajab al-Murajab arrives, it ignites a feeling of joy inside me, as it indicates that now Rajab has arrived. It is as if the main door of Ramadan has opened. The month of Ramadan is fast approaching. He Damat Barakatum al-Aliya further states, I immensely love the months of Rajab al-Murajab, Sha'ban al-Mu'azzam, and Ramadan al-Mubarak, because fasts are kept abundantly in these months. Look at the love of the devotee of Ramadan, Amir al-Sunnat for Ramadan, that he Damat Barakatum al-Aliya supplicates all year long, Allahumma ballighna Ramadana bi sihhatin wa afiyah. That is, O Allah, make us meet Ramadan with health and well-being. Therefore, we should also keep making this dua. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. O devotees of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, just as we receive countless other bounties in Ramadan al-Mubarak, the sunnah of Taraweeh is also amongst them. And what can be said about the greatness of this sunnah? The beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, whoever loved my sunnah, loved me, and whoever loved me, will be with me in paradise. Taraweeh is sunnah muakkada, and completing the recitation of the Quran at least once in it is also sunnah muakkada. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, let's listen to a Madani parable. A young man from Karachi, Pakistan was very fashionable. Ma'azallah, he had the habit of watching a film every day, and he had such an interest in music that he would take a small tape recorder with him to bed, and he would fall asleep whilst listening to music. When he would wake up in the morning, he would immediately begin to listen to music again. He was interested in playing games, and his tongue was so sharp that even those who were articulated would have no response before him. Also, due to being distant from the company of the pious people, he was deprived of offering salah. Roaming around with his bad friends and bad company and taking part in eating competitions in restaurants was a part of his life. The way in which this young man turned away from fashion and bad company towards the company of the pious devotees of the Prophet was something like this. Allama Maulana Abu Bilal Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. Someone gave that person the bayan of Amir Ahl-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya called Jahannam Ki Tabakariya to listen to. After listening to the bayan, he began to tremble and made sincere repentance from his sins. In 1411 Hijri, somebody convinced him to take part in the collective i'tikaf that was to take place under the supervision of Dawat-e-Islami in Gulzar-e-Habib. As he had never performed i'tikaf before, he was slightly apprehensive when he heard about the 10-day i'tikaf. Moreover, his nafs also whispered to him that he would miss the cricket matches in the night. However, with the mercy of Allah Almighty and his beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, his destiny began to shine and he eventually made up his mind. When the friends of that young man came to know that their friend was sitting in i'tikaf, they came to meet him. They were well aware of their friend's mischief. Thus, one of this friend said, leave these poor maulanas, meaning you fool everyone, but do not fool these pious people. But these friends did not know that he was not the same fashionable young man anymore. Rather, his life had been transformed. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, Amir Ahl-Sunnat was also performing i'tikaf there. One day during the i'tikaf, Amir Ahl-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya drank some water from a bowl, upon which many of those who were sitting in i'tikaf became restless in trying to acquire that bowl in order to receive the blessings of the accepted person of Allah Almighty, the perfect Wali, Amir Ahl-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya. This young man was also from amongst those fortunate ones who were seeking the bowl. Then it was announced, this bowl will be given to the one who makes an intention to keep a beard in accordance to the sunnah. Hearing this, the previously fashionable young man moved forward with the intention that his neck can be severed upon the name of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam today, but his beard will never be cut, inshallah azza wa jalla. Thus, he received the bowl of Amir Ahl-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum Al-Aliya and the blessings of the perfect Wali, became apparent in the following way. Not only did that previously fashionable young man gain the honor of growing a beard, rather, he began to act upon other sunnahs as well and became a part of Dawat-e-Islami. The name of that young man is Haji Muhammad Imran Attari. Subhanallah. Through the mercy of Allah Almighty, the merciful gaze of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, and obedience to his murshid, he continued to progress, and now he is the head of the shura of Dawat-e-Islami, the religious movement of the devotees of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May the mercy of Allah Almighty be upon Amir Ahl Sunnat, and may we be forgiven without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Somebody beautifully said, Nigahe wali mein wo taaseer dekhi, badalti hazaron ki taqdeer dekhi. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you just heard this Madani parable. This is the blessings of doing i'tikaf under the supervision of Dawat-e-Islami. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, look at the devotee of Ramadan, Amir Ahl Sunnat, and his love for Ramadan, that he has written a book consisting of 450 pages regarding the virtues and rulings of Ramadan, entitled Blessings of Ramadan, in which one chapter is from Faizan Sunnat. Read this book, inshaAllah Azza wa Jal, alongside learning many Shari'i rulings, you will sense an increase in love for Ramadan in your heart. If Allah Almighty grants you the ability, then spend the entire month of Ramadan in the house of Allah Almighty. The atmosphere in the global Madani Markaz of Dawat-e-Islami, Faizan Medina Karachi, during Ramadan is unique. The rain of mercy showers down constantly. Thousands of devotees of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam from various cities, villages and countries turn towards the global Madani Markaz, Faizan Medina Karachi, in order to reap the blessings of spending Ramadan Mubarak with the devotee of Ramadan, Amir Ahl Sunnat Damul Barakatum Aliya. May Allah Azza wa Jal protect Amir Ahl Sunnat from all evils. May Allah Azza wa Jal give Amir Ahl Sunnat Damul Barakatum Aliya a long, peaceful, and a life full of health and full of blessings. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. May Allah Azza wa Jal forgive all of us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabi Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Keep watching Madani Channel. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, tomorrow we'll be back with another episode. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan is the month of blessings and forgiveness. Ramadan.